The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Just tonight, we're at the feet of Jesus again. Speak to us. Grant unto us access into your word. Let no one go back the same. Bear your word, let there be miracle signs and wonders. And as we pray again tonight, answer our prayers, O God. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we give Jesus a big clap tonight? I know you are fasting, but you can do it better. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence tonight and to the seventh day in this fast. And I know God will perfect what concerns you in the name of Jesus. I say God will perfect what concerns you in the name of Jesus. The good thing that God has started in your life, it will perfect it in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Can I hear a loud amen? Amen. Assessing a new level of increase is what we'll be looking at tonight. Assessing a new level of increase. Assessing a new level of increase. Our God is a God of new levels. He always, always wants to do something new in our lives. He wants us to have access to new blessings, new houses, new favor, new opportunity, new friends, new connections, higher, newer level of results. He wants everything to be new for us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6, 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 6, the Bible speaking there, it says, I have planted, Apollos watered. It says, but God giveth the increase. God shifts men to new levels. God wants us to break new grounds. He wants us to discover new horizons. He wants us to discover new frontiers. He wants something new to happen in our lives. In Isaiah 43 and verse 19, Isaiah 43 and verse 19, he said, behold, I will do a new thing. Can we all read together? One, two, go. One, two, go. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in your desert. So that is God's plan for us. And he wants us to have new opportunities. He wants us to seize new territories. He wants us to do well. Yesterday's relevance will dwindle to irrelevance if you don't go to new levels. Yesterday's achievement will not be significant if you don't shift to a higher level. Your success, your attainment, your profits, your glory will be mere stories if you don't attain new levels. Somebody hearing me tonight, shout a big amen. So you can't afford to be stagnant. You must be moving. And you must be moving forward. So you must break that force, that inertia, that redundancy, because you must progress. And somebody's here tonight, you will progress in the name of Jesus. I say you will progress in the name of Jesus. I say you will progress in the name of Jesus. Your turnover will increase this year. Your business will expand this year. Your earnings will grow this year. In the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 54 verse 2 and 3, Isaiah 54, it says, enlarge the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lending thy cord, strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth to the right and to the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. That is talking about somebody, and that person can hear me right now. If you are that person and you can hear me right now, shout a big amen. Amen. Things to note about new levels for increase. What are some things that you need to note about new levels? Number one is that you are destined to go to new levels in life. That is your destiny. Proverbs 4 verse 18. For the path of the just is like a shining light, and it shining more and more until the perfect day. Your destiny is a destiny of progress. Your destiny is a destiny of success. Your destiny is a destiny of advancement. Number two thing to note about new levels is that new levels is good, but it is not automatic. New levels is good, but it is not automatic. You must break your fallow ground. Hosea chapter 10 verse 12. Hosea chapter 10 and in verse 12. Sow to yourself in righteousness and reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Sow to yourself in righteousness and reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. That's where the point I'm trying to make there. So, increase or new levels is not automatic. There is work to do. Somebody say there's work to do. Number three thing to note about new levels is that you don't need to change physical location to change level. It's not until you travel to a foreign country before you can change level. It's not until you move from Ilorin before God can change your story. You can be in one place and make international impact. You can be in the same location yet make impact all over the world. So new levels does not necessarily mean that you have to relocate from where you are. You can be where you are, and then you are making phenomenal impact right from where you are. Number four thing to note about new levels is that no one can attain new level until God opens their eyes. No one can attain new level until God opens their eyes. Until God opens your eyes to new opportunities, you can't attain new levels. Until God opens your eyes to new opportunities, you can't attain new levels. Every eye is blind until God opens it. The eye of man is blind until God opens your eyes. That's it. So, if you are going to attain new levels, you need God to open your eyes, to open the eyes of your mind, to open your physical eyes, to open the eyes of your mind to see beyond the present. Thank you, Jesus. Number five thing to note about new levels is that when you want to access new levels, you will face new devils. Immediately you want to shift to a higher level. Immediately you want to make progress. That is the exact time opposition will arise for you. Anytime you want to shift to a new level, you will see new devil. And somebody is here tonight, you are shifting to that new level in the name of Jesus. I say you are shifting to that new level in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? You are going to that new level in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, my work as sent by God is to show you how to move to a new level. What does it take for me to be able to attain a new level of increase, of progress, of expansion, of development, of success, and of increase? How to attain new level of increase? Number one, forget the past. If you are going to attain a new level of increase, forget the past. Psalms 43 and verse 18. Isaiah 43 and verse 18. Beg your pardon. Isaiah 43 and verse 18. Remember ye not the former things, neither ye consider the things of old. If you are going to attain new levels, you must forget the ugly past. Forget your past mistakes. They will only discourage you from going to greater heights. Forget your past achievements. They will only distract you from attaining greater things ahead. You should never be better than your yesterday. You should never be today lesser than what you were yesterday. That is, your today should be better than your tomorrow. Your today should be better than your yesterday. So stop focusing on the past. Those that focus on the past, they pass away with the past. You will not pass away with the past in Jesus' name. Your conversation should be about what you want to achieve in the future. Your conversation today should not be about the past achievement, but about your desire for tomorrow. Forget the past. Forget the great things you have done in the past. There is still more to do in the future. There is still greater increase ahead of you. And looking at Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, he paints a picture of how we should behave. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. He said, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, all the past achievement, all the past issues, I forget them behind, and reaching forth. Someone say reaching forth. Reaching forth unto those things which are before me. I forget the past. And then because I forget the past, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. If you are going to go to a new level, you must forget the past. Many believers are living in the past. And so they cannot go to a new level. Many believers are still dwelling on issues of 5-10 years. Push further. Move further. Press on. If you don't press, you will be pressed down. If you don't press, you will be pressed down. So you have to press. You can't afford to focus on the past. If you don't press, men will try to oppress you. This year, you will need to forget the people that are not ready to go to the next level with you. You have to let them pass so that they will not keep you at the same level. Do you know that Abraham would not have gotten to the height and level that God destined for him if he did not drop Lot? Genesis 13, you can read verse 14 and 15. Genesis 13. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, he did not tell him about the future until Lot was separated from him. Say, lift up now thy eye. Look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land that thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. There are some people that they are not ready to go forward. They are not ready to march forward. And as long as they continue to hang around you, you yourself, you are not going anywhere. Life must be lived forward. And somebody is here this day, you are going forward in Jesus' name. If you don't leave them, they will not allow you to go forward. They will not allow your destiny to come to pass. And many people are still at the same spot because they've not disconnected with people of the past. And I see somebody disconnected from every opposition to your progress in Jesus' name. So everything you want in your future, you must believe God for it. You must forget the past. Believe God for a new job, a new career, a new car, higher levels in ministry, expansion of the work that you are doing. This is how to move to the next level, not talking about the past, what happened some years ago. Somebody is here tonight, the grace to be able to go forward. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You cannot be looking backward and be going forward. You can't be looking backward and at the same time pressing forward. Everybody that will go forward must disconnect from looking backward. There are mirrors in our car or that we look at when we are driving. And when you are driving and you focus your attention on that mirror, you don't focus on where you are going, an accident is imminent. Yes or no? That's the way it is. So if you are going to enjoy the help of God, forward must be where you are looking at. Forget that disappointment of the past. Next levels are for people that are ready to look forward. And today, I see you looking forward in Jesus' name. And as you look forward, that next level, you will attain it in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm forgetting the past. I'm going to a new level. I'm forgetting the past. And I'm going to a new level. In Jesus' mighty name. Can I hear a loud amen? How to attain new levels of increase. Number two, dream new dreams. If you are going to go to a new level of increase, you must dream new dreams. In Genesis 37, we saw how Joseph dreamed. He said, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him. He dreamed a dream. Genesis 37, verse 5. Let me also see something further there. He dreamed a dream. And because of that, they hated him. Now, go to verse 9. Let me show you something in verse 9. And his brethren said, verse 9, and he dreamed yet another dream. Someone say another dream. So his dream cannot be killed. He dreamt a dream. They hated him for it. He dreamt another higher dream. God will give you a better dream today. I say, God will give you a better dream today. If you want to move to your next level, you must dream new dreams. Maybe in 2024, some people killed your dream. You had a dream for something. They didn't make it come to pass. They didn't assist you. They didn't help you. They were not there to help you. Dream another dream. Maybe there's something that you wanted. You didn't get it. Dream another dream. Maybe there's a desire. Maybe you wanted to start a business. The business did not work last year. Or you started it and the thing failed. Dream another dream. Nobody goes forward without dreams. You must dream it. The dream I'm talking about is not the one you dream in the night. The dream I'm talking about is the one you are awake, yet you can see something. Think new thoughts. Make new plans. Set new goals. Set new targets this year. There is no ending to dreaming. There is no ending to dreaming. There is no ending to dreaming. You are in primary school and you dream that you are going to be the best. After that, you go to secondary school, you say, I'm going to be the best. You were the best. You were in university, you say, I'm going to be the best. You were the best. When you get married, you say, my marriage is going to be the best. It's the best. When you go for your master, you say, I'm going to be the best. You are the best. When you go into ministry or the work, you say, I'm going to be the best. So the end of dreaming to be excellent and doing well is endless. They ask a man that is very old, maybe close to 100. Say, how come, sir, that many of your mates have died and you are still alive? Say, I keep dreaming. Say, I don't stop dreaming. He say, I have a dream now that this particular flower that is here, or this particular fruit that is being planted, I will eat out of the fruit during the next season. I have that dream. I just planted it, but I will eat from the fruit when it begins to germinate next year. So I'll still be here next year. You can come back again for another interview next year. Every man that we attain next level must dream. You must keep dreaming. A dream can wipe out whereby you might forget it when you dream the dream, maybe on your bed. But you yourself, wake up and dream. Your next level is tied to your dream. Do you know that it is your dreams that God makes to come to pass? It is your desires. It is the things that are in your heart that God brings out and makes it come to pass. So if God will do something for you, you must have something in your mind. So this year, if you are going to experience increase like you desire, you must have a dream. You must have a desire. That's why we always tell us to write expectations. Every of your dream this year, God will bring it to pass. I say every of your dream this year, God will bring it to pass. Can I hear a loud amen? Amen. Esther had a dream that the children of God will not be destroyed. And she said, let us fast. If I die, if I perish, I perish. Let everybody else fast. And she went to the king. And as she went to the king, she came out with testimonies. Our enemies were the one that was destroyed. She was not destroyed. So what am I saying tonight? If you are going to go to your next level, there must be a dream in your heart, or else the enemy will finish you at that level where you are. I pray for somebody here today. This will not be your last. The level you are now is not the last level where you will ever be. There is still a higher level that you will shift to. I can't hear your loud amen. I said there is a higher level you are going to shift to. God is going to shift you to a higher level. God will shift your life to a higher level. Somebody that is a miss in this year will become a missus very soon. Say a loud amen. Don't you see how new sisters, when they want to introduce themselves, they say, I'm Mrs. So. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. God will shift somebody to a new level. Somebody that is an employee today will soon become an employer of many. Somebody that is a tenant today will soon become a landlord. Not only a landlord of one or two people, landlord of multitude of people. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? You are not yet a lord until you're a landlord. So everyone must be a lord before they die. Everybody must be a lord. You must be a landlord. And I pray for you today, that will be your testimony. Amen. Did I hear somebody say loud amen? Amen? So, how do you move to your next level? Number one is what? Forget the past. Am I right? Number two, dream new dreams. Number three, and this is where I will spend a lot of time before we begin to pray tonight. This is my main area tonight. If you are going to move to the next level, exercise your faith. Exercise your faith. Launch out and exercise your faith. Do what God has placed in your heart. Matthew 14, 20 to 29, you saw the story there. He said, and Peter answered and said, Lord, can we back up a little bit and start from like verse 26, where Peter saw Jesus on water. And when disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straight away, Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if you are the one, bid me to come unto thee unto the water. That is, if you are the one, call for me. Let me shift to a new level. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water. He did what? He walked on the water to go to Jesus. Stop there for now. This is a story of a young man who was a disciple of Jesus. And the Bible speaking there that this man and the other disciples saw Jesus walking on water, doing something that seems impossible. And then they were afraid. Jesus said, don't be afraid. It is me. And then Peter said, if you are the one that is doing this thing, let me also do this thing. And Jesus said, come. And the Bible speaking that Peter began to do something that is like in science is impossible, to walk on water. When you get home, you can try it. Or you can come to our baptism pool here, fill it with water, and then try to walk on it. Peter said, if it is you, call me to come. And Jesus bade him, he said, come. And he began to walk on water. He exercised. I know people will say, He began to sing. And later on, he began to sing, I understand. I'm not going into that because that's a message for another day. But the point is that Peter exercised his faith. Yes or no? Yes, maybe his faith failed him. Maybe his faith was not high enough. Maybe his faith was not strong enough. Because it was too unimaginable. You can imagine, today is 8th, right? And then by 10th, you are a billionaire. You know, you can somehow. 8th, I will say nobody. Exercise your faith. I was sharing with Mama recently. I was just praying recently. I needed to sort out something. And I was just praying, God, in the morning, I just said, God, I need money to sort out something. Bring money from, I just need money. Just send me money from somewhere. I can't give you the full details. I'll just give you small details. But I can't give you full details. Say, I need money to sort out something. Just. And then while I was praying, I just paused a little bit. So I checked my phone and I saw a lot. And exact thing that I needed was paid into that account, in the account that I needed it from somewhere. Either the person said it was a mistake or it's not a mistake. That one is not my cup of tea. But what I'm saying is that I said, God, I need this money to sort out something. Exercise your faith this year. Don't allow fear to cripple you this year. What God has put in your heart must be done. Start that business. Start that business. Get that better job. Apply for that better position. Stretch to get to the top in that organization. Make that supply. Go out and present yourself. You can't, nobody goes forward sitting down. You can't go forward sitting down. You have to stretch your faith. You can never know how far you can go until you exercise your faith. You cannot remain permanently on the planning stage of your progress. You can't remain permanently on the planning stage of progress. It's time for execution. Until you try, you cannot move forward. Until you move forward, you cannot get there. There is something God has told you to do. The problem with most of us is that we are so scared of small things. Everything big starts small. Everything you see today that is very big starts small. Even love. If you see somebody that says, I met you now and I just fell in love with you so much now, sometimes it might not be so true. Because Mama told us something yesterday on praise the Lord. And some people will just try to say all those things just to bamboozle you. Everything grows. Everything living grows. Everything living grows. Yes, Peter walked on water. In Matthew 14, 30 to 32, his faith failed him. But you know something? Jesus held him up. Jesus assisted him. And immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. That was when he began to sink. And said unto him, why? Oh, he said, oh, thou of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? Why did you doubt? This year, don't doubt. And let me look at that next verse. The next verse you just showed me now. 32. Are you there? They don't sleep. And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Just stop there. So what are we saying? Exercise your faith. When Peter stepped out, Jesus met him midway and he began to sing, but Jesus helped him. In the work you are doing, if you decide to stretch yourself further this year, God will help you. If you decide to go extra mile this year, God is ready to help you. And somebody is here today, God will help you. I say, God will help you in the name of Jesus. Do you know that the reason why many men are not married is because of financial incapability. Doubt, how will I be able to feed a woman? Doubt, how will I be able to pay house rent? Doubt, how will I get money to buy 40 pieces of yam that I will take for engagement? But all these things are so small for God. I hope you know that. Very small. Philippians 4 verse 19. He's a supplier God. Everything and anything you might need, He can supply. Anything and everything you can need, He will supply. This year, I don't want you to walk in doubt. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Don't base your life on the fear of the economy. Don't base your life on the fear of this economy. Hey, how will I be able to think of buying land this year? Buy the land and think of building it and moving in this year. Hello? Buy the land and think of moving it this year. You know, Bishop Abioye said something. He said, if you want to scare a land, if you want to scare, I think Bishop Abioye or somebody said, if you want to scare a land, if you buy a land, say just start putting things there little by little. You will build it eventually. Scare the land. Scare the land. Go take 10 blocks there today. Take 3 bags of cement there tomorrow. Buy 1 load of sand and pour it there. I'm coming back. That's how to do it. In Job chapter 22, verse 29, it says, when men are saying there's a casting down, thou shalt say there's a lifting up. When others are saying that this is not possible in 2025, you will be saying it is possible. Somebody say loud amen. Amen. When others are saying the economy is very, very tough, you will be saying things are very, very easy. Amen. Say a loud amen. Amen. Your economic capabilities does not depend on government or the price of crude oil or the price of petrol. It depends on your faith in God. Your economic reality does not depend on the current dollar price or the price of pounds or dollars. We have achieved more when dollar is more expensive than when dollar was 1 naira to 50 naira. So you can do more, you can achieve more if your faith is strong. If your faith is strong. And let me tell you, the work of building your faith is a personal responsibility. You have to build your faith. You have to pray to build your faith. You have to study to build your faith. You have to associate correctly to build your faith. You have to believe this year that all things are possible. Nobody has toasted you now that they even want to say, I want to befriend you. But you know that this December, you are doing it in your husband's house. Yes. We have had people here trusting God for marriage. And they went outside after service. They had the gates there. Somebody said, Alpha, I like you. Do you like me? And within 3 or 4 months, we are already talking of wedding. In this same church. We have so many others. There's one that the man was sharing communion, and his communion mistakenly poured on a lady. That was the day he noticed that this lady is even here. By the next time he went to see her and said, I like you. By the few months' time, marriage. He did not see her before until communion poured on her body there. We have seen something. praise the Lord. If you have anything serious to do, start it now. If you have anything serious you want to do this year, start it now. If you have a lady you want to talk to her now. If you have a goal you want to start doing it now. If there are books you want to read, start reading them now. If there are prayers you want to pray, start praying them now. Anything you want to do, start doing it now. There's one scripture that is beside my one of my offices where I pray a lot. Luke 18, verse 27. Let me read it for you. Or give us on the screen. The things, Luke 18, 27. The things that are impossible with men are what? Possible. I read that scripture every day. This scripture, I read it every day. Every blessed day. I have a board where I put scriptures. I put scriptures and I put different things. I added something there today. I added something new there today. I try to add things. And there are so many things on the board. Just add to it as God is giving me inspiration. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, my work here tonight is to spoil your faith so that you can go to your next level, so that you will not die at one level of life. In Psalm 37 verse 23, the Bible says, the steps of the righteous man are ordered by what? By God. But you must know that the steps of the righteous are ordered by God when the righteous take steps. The steps of the righteous are ordered by God when the righteous take steps. So this year, take steps. Recently, I discovered the importance of... Oh God, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Take steps. And sometimes, don't delegate steps. Take steps yourself. Don't delegate the step. Sometimes when you want to do something, don't say, God, this thing, go and do it for me. Do it yourself. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. When the news you are, you must realize that you must not depend on the news. Media houses, newspaper channels, they can't help you. They can't help you. Because bad news is good news to newspaper channels. I hope you know. Bad news is good news for newspaper channels. Anywhere people die, they say somewhere people die there, that's the good news for newspaper. Anywhere there is evil, that's good news for channels. So don't depend on channels, depend on the word of God. Depend on what God is saying to you. Depend on the good news from the scripture. And what is this good news? You are the head and not the tail. You will access blessings and become wealthy. When others are in famine, you'll be in abundance. When others are dying, you'll be living and be in good health. Somebody say loud amen. When others are saying there's a casting down, you'll be saying there's a lifting up. That's good news from the scripture. This is what you should feed on daily so that you can build your faith. This year, next levels is possible, but it's for those that will exercise their faith. If your turnover in your business is 10 million per month, I congratulate you. You are trying. You are trying in this economy. You are trying. But do you know that God can take it to 1 billion per month? Well, you have to take steps. If you're already at a middle level, managerial level in your company, thank God. God can take you to the height. But you have to exercise your faith. If you are still working somewhere, and God is leading you to start a business, you can start. I'll be having a session with the men on Sunday. On some very, very crucial things that will be life-changing for any man that is serious with his life. Very life-changing this Sunday in the evening. But I discovered that some things can't get to a man's hand except by warfare. Some things can never get to your hand except you fight some things. So we'll deal with that when we get to that level. So what am I saying tonight? Build your faith. Talk to your neighbor and say, build your faith. When you get home tonight, somebody say, what did they teach you? Tell them they told me to go and exercise and build my faith. Everybody that will go to a new level must build their faith. Somebody will say, Peter sank. Yes, he sank. But he got somebody to help him. If he did not walk on water at all, it's a different thing. But he still walked on water. Do you know it's better to start a business and fail than not to start any business at all? It's better to start something and say, you were not totally successful than to say, I never started. It's better to write a book and the book did not sell than to say, I never wrote the book. Somebody that is getting me tonight, shout a big hallelujah. Tonight, the heaven of your remembrance shall be open in the name of Jesus. And the faith to take the right step, to speak to the right lady, to register the business, to go the extra mile in the organization, receive it in the name of Jesus. My time is up. Let me just give you one more. How to move to the next level. Number four, pay the price. Nobody can ever go to the next level without paying the price. Pay the price. And that's why I really congratulate every one of you that are coming for this program regularly. I congratulate you. Part of the price you pay, I told you on Sunday, there are some things you must do for a new year to be good. One of them is praying. Second is fasting. The third is giving. These things are very, very crucial. The fourth is diligence and hard work. These four things, you must give the new year a push so that you can move to the next levels. So pay the price. Be willing to pay the price this year. Be willing to pray longer. Be willing to sleep lesser. Be willing to read more, even when there's no light. Thank God now that there's even rechargeable lamps now. In our time, when we were in school, I can't remember very well. Maybe Mama will remember. I think most of the time when there was no light, then it was candles that we used. I don't remember very well that it was light. Maybe when phones began to come. I can't remember very well because it's been a while, but I know that right now, even if there's no light, there are so many kinds of gadgets you can use that there'll even be like there's light safe. Praise the Lord. Pay the price. Pay the price for your destiny. I want to close with Lamentation 3, verse 27. Lamentation 3, verse 27. I'll stop there. Then we'll begin to pray. Lamentation 3, verse 27. We are going to read together. 1, 2, go. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Bear the yoke of praying, of fasting in your youth. Bear the yoke now of fasting. Bear that yoke now. Bear that yoke now. Most of our elders are fasting, but you get to a point as an elder that you might not even be able to fast till 6, 7. Am I right? You get to a level. Bear the yoke now, so that you can move to the new level. Bear the yoke now. Bear the yoke now. A new level is waiting for you. So bear the yoke and push off that opposition to your next level. Destroy that limitation. Scatter that thing that says you will walk and you will not be the one that will eat the dividend. Kill it before it kills you. My prayer tonight is as we journey in prayer tonight, all oppositions to your next level of greatness are cleared off in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and thank Him tonight. Give Him all the praise and all the glory. Bless Him because He's a faithful God. Appreciate Him. Exalt Him. Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the honor. Bless Him. Bless Him. Bless Him.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.